Hey, everybody, it's Theo Von here, and I got a question. When it comes to soda, are you really picking a zero-sugar cola that you actually prefer, or are you just settling for what you've always had? That's the question. And I'll say this, when it comes to taste, I find that nothing beats Pepsi Zero Sugar. But you don't just have to take my word for it. That would be ridiculous. Pepsi has been doing blind taste tests for years. No labels, no brand names, just taste. And last year, they brought back the Pepsi Challenge, and the results were clear. 66% of people agreed and said that Pepsi Zero Sugar tastes better than Coca-Cola Zero Sugar. In fact, Pepsi Zero Sugar won in every market they tested. So if you're grabbing a zero sugar soda, go with the one people keep choosing when taste is the only thing that matters. Go out and try Pepsi Zero Sugar today. Let your taste decide.
She was there for me during my first rehab and fucking she kept quiet. We broke up. She didn't say anything. When y'all fucking broke into my apartment, she like held it down as much as she could.
Literally like,
so like me and Bo show up and I'm like, where is he? Right? And where is he? Welcome to episode number 19. We've done this episode. We've done the Optic Podcast 19 times, Scump. How hype are you about that?
So hype, I can't control it.
I can tell. Maniac to my left, Mr. Matthew Piper Formal. What up, Kit?
What's up?
Chilling?
I miss being 19.
Dude, so do I.
Don't even get me started.
That's 20 years, 21 years ago.
Oh, wait. I live the exact same. That's when I was 19. Not much has changed.
Sad.
Well, except that you're not working for the man.
And that.
You're not working for the man.
I'm enjoying life better.
Yeah. Well, yeah, because you have money. You know what I mean? It's easier to enjoy it.
Do I?
When you have that disposable income coming through. You know what I mean?
Yeah, sure.
You're welcome.
It's all about money.
It's all about the money. Yeah, for all
humans.
It's all
about leveling up.
Look, the second that somebody was able to attribute value to
completing
a piece of paper
quests
in exchange for something,
wow,
that's
such
when
a
the
good
game changed.
Life learner, as long as you don't let your soul and everything you love get sucked into
handle
it.
On it.
So you guys,
I just can't stop buying mounts.
So really quickly,
really?
Have you played WoW before what you're doing now?
Yeah.
Oh, so you did play WoW.
Played WoW right when it came out, like 2005.
You played vanilla WoW. Do you remember killing plane striders in the Northern Barrens?
Huh?
Yeah, he didn't play WoW.
I did play WoW in like
phony.
In like 2005, I think it came out.
Those ostrich looking things?
Yeah, and the zebras. We have to get their hooves, and then you have to kill the leopards.
You should do the 10
okay.
trial thing.
And then
awesome.
You have to go to the stagnant oasis.
And then you got to go to the...
I know WoW.
Wow.
Wow, you're a nerd.
Yeah,
I've been playing since like... Well, not been playing, but I played the first WoW in like 2005. I got to like I think I was a level 30 gnome mage, and then I just stopped playing.
What
then
level
I played
was your
again
manga?
With Formal in like 2013 or something. For like
wait, you met
a
in
summer.
WoW?
No.
Yeah, I met Nick in WoW.
What level was?
We did a dungeon. We were shitting.
He was the best
like,
tank ever.
He was the best priest. I just kept healing you.
Wailing Caverns.
I don't know. I don't remember any of this talk.
It's also on the Baron.
Whispering Winds. McAlpin Avenue? I could do it, too.
So you're not interested in WoW at all?
No, I don't think so, no.
Remember when we got spawn killed by that one guy?
Yeah.
Dude.
Oh, my God.
Dude,
what, he looked like me?
Someone one time.
He looked like
me. Him and someone else were, like, just getting spawn killed for, like, an hour,
so
2 hours. We were like, dude, we can kill him. We just got to, like, all right, listen, you do this, I'll do this.
And
we're, like, trying to, like, raid him, like. And then he's just one-shotting us every time.
And we can just see in our desk screen, he's just, like, still around.
He's just standing there, like, laughing and shit. We just got off. Didn't get back on for, like, a month.
Bro, he went home.
How
and did
How long do you think he camped your bodies?
No,
2.5 hours.
Bro, he went home and did a podcast, because obviously he's got a podcast, and talked about these two dudes that just kept on trying to attack him. It
that
was
is
the weirdest
some shit
shit
I would
for 2
three,
hours.
Three.
Like a straight psychopath, just like,
just
not even streaming and like making it entertaining, like
just killing it for his own satisfaction,
bro. Just in alone in my room, just fucking spawn killing these poor two souls that are like 30 levels below.
He was feeling so empowered. He was like, idiots. Idiots.
Fight me again.
All right. Well, we have a couple of topics here. Obviously, some very obvious ones. One of them has quotation marks that say, wait, why are you guys using my sticker paper to print? I do arts on this.
Really?
Matt.
God damn.
All the other ones. They print it in the back.
Way to go, Matt.
Damn, this is a nice-ass piece of paper, Raj, that went to waste.
Yeah, well, the back, I can still draw on the back. It's fine. Listen, anyway, neither here nor there. What I was going to say is that they have your scump, quotation marks, getting his mojo back.
He plays good one series, and suddenly he's back.
So fucked up.
What the fuck?
So
you're back.
It was against Dallas, though.
That was so good.
If you were going to step it up, now's the time. Yeah. Demon mode enabled.
Yes. I'm fucking back.
Anyway, welcome for another episode, episode number 19, as we said a little bit ago, sponsored by Raycon. I'll tell you a little bit more about Raycon, the headset.
Are those Ray J's headphones?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, Raycon.
I was about to say.
It's Ray J and other athletes have backed it.
Is it Ray J and Akon? Raycon?
I don't think so.
You put the blame Akon, on me, Akon that's has... Ray J, to Akon, if their business fails?
The fuck?
Wait, you listen to Ray J?
Where does your brain just go?
Wait, who was Ray J's sister?
That was really famous. I literally just took an Akon song and...
Ray J's sister?
Oh, I got it.
Yo, no. yo, listen. Who was Ray J's sister that was really famous?
Ray J banged Kim.
Yeah, no, but he was famous because he was someone's brother.
Really?
Yeah, he was someone's brother, right?
I don't know.
It must have been Missy Elliott.
What?
Bro, I just watched the rap thing, and you thought Method Man was... fucking Ice Cube.
Did that picture look
what?
No, I will say this, bro. I will say this. When I saw it at a glance, I agreed with you. And I obviously know who Ice Cube is. I know who Method Man is. Yeah.
Like we answered it like immediately. I was like, that's Ice Cube.
Yeah, like a younger one. I could totally see it. Yeah. I can't believe they put some battle rapper in there that I didn't know about.
Loaded Lux.
Yeah.
Is that why I won?
Yeah. The only reason. Did you know somebody didn't know who Run DMC was?
That was Hitch.
I think it was you because somebody's like, that's what? Run DMC. You're like, which one? And like, all three of them are Run DMC. Run DMC, River Run.
Oh, yeah, might have been me actually.
Yeah. Anyway, neither. I was going to say neither here or there. I'm trying to stop saying neither here or there. So I'm not
you do
say,
say that a lot.
I do. I don't know why. I think it's like one of those ums, but I replaced with neither.
I hate watching my podcast back because I'll like go in depth explaining something to Hitch and I'll be like, and I always say like and like.
Like?
It's like so like cringy. Like it's so annoying.
Yeah.
What is that?
Alexa, stop. God damn it.
You have a shipment.
Like, all right. Question from the audience. Do you think competitive Call of Duty would benefit from 2-year-long games, a longer season, more time with consistent rules and weapon balances, and more of a storyline? Also, I think the developers hopefully would release with more as they have more time to make it.
I'll say this. No, I don't think it would do better because every Call of Duty that comes out, everyone just hates. And then a new Call of Duty will come out, well, and everyone will be so excited.
They hate it after like the first 2 months.
So yeah, that's why just a new Call of Duty every year just kind of keeps the train going.
And imagine we get a garb game and we have to play it for 2 years.
Bro, think about Call of
That'd be fucking
Think
whack.
About Call of Duty 2, Call of Duty 3, Call of Duty 4, and stop there. Okay, World of War. It wasn't until we as people had an opinion because we had an audience that we can influence or have the same sort of mentality towards something that Call of Duty started becoming shit. If you didn't have an option to complain, if you didn't have anything to compare it to, and that was the game you played, would you have the same attitude towards it right now? No, because you wouldn't know any better.
Yeah, I would.
No, you wouldn't know any better. Huh?
Play other games.
No, but you can't compare it to other Call of Duties.
Okay, take away all of the early Call of Duties that everyone thinks are good as fuck, and say like Call of Duty just started coming out in 2015 or something.
Uh-huh.
Would people even like give a fuck about Call of Duty?
No. No, they wouldn't.
It's because it changed.
Yeah. It wouldn't. I mean, I think that if Warzone, not Blackout, I think that if Warzone dropped... as like the and there's no Call of Duty in this scenario. There's only Fortnite, Halo, all this stuff. And the only Call of Duty that we've ever known was Warzone. It'd be just as big, if not bigger. Just
massive.
It's such a good game. It's a good game, period. Warzone is a good game. You take anti-cheat out of the way. You take all
I don't think it'd be as big if Call of Duty didn't already have
a fan base. I agree. You can say the same thing about Fortnite.
Well, Fortnite, they didn't have any other iterations before that.
Right.
Just Fortnite.
Right. And you said that if Call of Duty didn't have the iterations, that it wouldn't be good.
I think it would be good. I don't think it would be as big.
I agree.
I disagree. Formal break tiebreaker. Thank What's up, man? You're kind of you need a game fuel. You look over. He's still tired.
I'm so tired.
Drink some water.
I did. Didn't help.
Drink more.
Warzone is really boring to me, to be honest.
Yeah. Well,
that's cap.
No, I watch it. I'm pretty bored. They need a new map. They need to change the scenery because I'm sick of seeing the same buildings.
Is it still the exact?
Yeah, it's
same
the same exact fucking
like
map.
Like nothing new.
I mean, I think there's like zombies at hospital, but
yeah, what they do now is like, no, it rotates. It goes from you can find zombies in downtown hospital, scrapyard.
But I swear I've been seeing this like I'll see random teasers of Verdansk getting blown up for a year now, and
yeah,
it's never gotten blown
with
up.
That?
And it's just like, what was the point of that?
Blow that shit up.
You know, I'm pretty sure that shit should have been blown up by now.
I don't
know.
I'm not smart enough. I don't know.
That's my only thing.
Anyway, so do you think it would benefit from 2 year long cycles?
Probably not. Well, probably.
It depends. How good the game is.
It depends how good the game is, yeah.
If the game sucks and we get stuck with it for an extra year, it's so whack.
Oh, ready for this? Are you ready for this? Watch this. What is your favorite Call of Duty of all time? Competitively, Call of Duty.
Black Ops 3.
Black Ops 3, you?
MW2 or MW3?
Okay. If you had a choice today, snap your fingers and only play competitively those games... with different maps, different iterations of the map, same weapon, same movement, all that, would you play that game forever the way that Counter-Strike does?
No.
No?
No, you would want change the way that we see it now?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Wow. Wow.
I think it's cool when a game drops and you want to, like, grind it and get good and, like, figure stuff out before other people. And
just gets boring.
It's just like a
Well, it's also cool because, like, every year we have a refresh. So, like if you get smoked 1 year, you're like, all right, new year, new game.
Bro,
but if you just get smoked
this
and
you're
just caught in the cycle.
How long have you been playing Halo 5 for?
Since, like, what, 2014? 2015 or something?
They've been playing Halo 5 for 5 years. Like, you got to be bored.
That's hell.
Like, that's just boring as fuck.
Yeah.
I'll only say that because, like, if there was if there was enough competition in Call of Duty Modern Warfare Remastered, I would still play S&D every night on that game. That would be my game that I play forever. I would never get bored of it. I'll never get bored of playing Crash. I would never get bored of playing Backlot, Strike, Vacant. I would play that shit every single day and never get sick of it. And I'll use the same weapon.
That'd be
and I wouldn't. But people have been doing it with Counter-Strike.
Well, he's also not a professional.
But Counter-Strike's different, man.
Don't fucking...
He plays for fun.
Counter-Strike's
yeah,
different.
Yeah, I feel like CS is the only game to ever do that, right? Be around
League
for...
of Legends?
But
isn't it the
yeah,
same?
League of Legends.
Yeah, they just add new champions.
It's because every game's so different. Like COD,
but
like...
League of Legends changed. Like, the way you jungle is different. The way you...
They kind of, like, dumb the game down.
Every game in League is different than the last, pretty much. Like... You know what I'm saying? It's so hard to get, like, the same exact game. Call of Duty, I feel like you can play a series.
I feel like
one
CS,
map in a series and it feels
has
the same.
CS changed at all?
Yeah.
No, bro.
How are you going to tell me? Like, I've played so many times.
See,
like,
I can't have
this
discussion with
what?
That.
Like, if you're playing, like, Retreat Hardpoint AW, there was probably, like, 10 times where it all felt the same. We just dominated. And it was just like, oh, yeah, that was, like, the same exact feeling as, like, the last time we played it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's why, like, League is, like... I mean, like, they'll dominate, but they'll do it in different ways. Or, like, they'll
they
do
have
it in,
different
like...
comps and...
Yeah, they just... Do, like, you know what I'm saying?
They're doing different builds, like, they...
It's like, we come out with a rocket launcher on Retreat, and then we're still winning. Then it's like, oh, that was so different. But it really wasn't. Hmm. Yeah.
Or if you fly up into the air and throw down 5 orbs of light, hurt the other person, that's League.
That'd fuck them up.
Oh, it's League.
Yeah. Call of Duty, you can't do that. You're just...
Yo, you can do the... You can do the microwave thing where you, like, turn yourself into a microwave and, like,
Guardian?
Shockwave.
Remember when you put those things down and they microwave you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, good times. I don't know. I'm with you, though. Black Ops 3 was better than Black Ops 2.
What?
Well, I didn't play Black Ops 2. But.
I'll tell you what. Matt was supposed to put something together for me to do a reaction. So in return, in exchange, Dr. Disrespect asked me personally, we're boys, to do the ranking system for
do
Call
I
of Duty.
Do I have to say it?
Weird flex.
Weird flex.
Can we get a weird flexometer for Skump, please?
This won't be off the charts.
This one's off the charts. I was joking, man. God, when did you lose your sense of humor?
Two years ago.
Anyway, no, but for real, I do think that it would benefit. I don't know. I personally think it would benefit.
I broke your clip.
Oh my God.
Why?
I don't know. It was fun to
Matt, can you make sure that you order a new one and charge it to him?
What does this even do?
It's just like 87 cents.
Yeah.
And I was having fun, like, putting it back on and taking it off. Yeah. I need something to occupy me.
No, you're good. All right, so we're going to get on to the topics. Seth, you got your mojo back? I don't know what that means. I don't think that
Austin
you ever
Powers?
Lost it.
You know Johnson Powers?
No.
You don't know what
I've
mojo is?
I've lost my
is?
Mojo!
It's like a little purple jelly.
Oh, Basil!
I've seen how Estella got her mojo back.
Who?
Oh, is that Groove?
What?
Estella
what
got
saying?
Her groove back?
Groove?
Groove.
I am Groove.
Emperor's New Groove?
No, Groove. How Estella got her groove back. It's about this like lady that goes to Jamaica, finds this super hot dude, younger, and she
super
got her
hot
groove
dude?
Back.
Hold on. What? Pause.
That's what she called it.
Nothing.
All right.
Call a dude super hot.
Seth. Seth, so what's up? Well, what happened? Did you get your mojo back? Where was it? For the record, I personally didn't write this. I know you have never lost it.
Well, I was just in a little bit of a slump, and mentally, you know, I was getting pissed at myself, and I kept saying, all I need is one good series to break out of it, mm-hmm. and I had a great series. Now I'm back.
But you had a good series last year, last year?
Last
event, too.
Last event?
Yeah, when
you went
year.
0-6, you were going off.
No, I wasn't.
Weren't you?
We went 0-6. None of us were going off. We were getting dogged.
I thought you were carrying a little bit.
Huh?
I thought you were carrying a little bit.
Against... Who was our second match? Against Florida, I played all right. Minnesota, I did not play good. Mm. And then I didn't play good against Seattle either, even though we won that.
Well, rose-colored glasses when Scumpy plays for me, I guess. I don't know.
I mean, I have, like, good maps. But
do you
then
think
I'll
it's
go,
because
like,
you haven't
12.
Gotten a haircut in, like, 3 months?
Huh?
Huh?
My car is a flat. I can't go.
Do you just got a flat yesterday. You haven't gotten a haircut for, like, years. Is that
no,
you?
I got a flat, like, four
well, it's
days
not me.
Ago,
I have
for the record.
Podcast etiquette.
Yeah,
sitting in the parking lot.
I mean, yeah. What am I supposed to fucking do?
All right. Anyway, what do you think it was? What do you think his problem is?
Yeah. No confidence.
No confidence.
He just lacked confidence. I had to tell him like he's nasty.
Yeah.
I had to get him his confidence.
Is that
back.
What you need? You need others to tell you you're nasty.
No.
You don't
I
know.
I knew that I was nasty, but I'd go into matches questioning if I was nasty.
So.
Because in scrims, I'd piece people up on the reg.
Peace.
But I'd go into the match like, oh shit, now I can't. Get
I'm
pieced.
Nervy.
Yeah. So, hopefully I fucking shoot back.
You mentioned something about giving Matt a good morning sort of inspirational talk.
I gave him something.
He didn't give me shit.
Dude, all right, you can't say
I
that.
I bought the sushi and then I you drove me here. That's it.
I get likes off on Twitter.
I know
off
you
this
do.
Stuff.
I got to
so
expose
you have to like let them think, yeah.
Shit, good looks.
Shit,
you
good
live
looks.
A lie.
Now, we did have a little talk, though. Because I feel like Matt wasn't being the player that I used to know, or that I feel he should be.
He's five.
I can
five.
Dive
I
into that more if
about.
You want, but yeah. I feel like his mentality like switched to where he felt like he had to like do it all and like conduct. I'm like, Matt, you just gotta like dominate. Bring formal back, you know.
No, wait, but he was no he.
Why am I getting these looks? Like, can't I just look up and see, like...
No.
Do you see me? I was supportive. Yeah. I was supportive. So look at Matt and Roger. Look at them right now. They're waving their heads.
Roger's
they're
like,
saying,
what the
fuck? Yeah.
Roger's like... Roger's waiting
hasn't
on
slept.
The nuggets to get here.
Just waiting for his door to
yeah.
I don't know. I thought it was pretty cool. One of the things that I liked about this last season, the last match that we had against Empire, is that once we were up, you told everybody to breathe. Like, yo, everybody breathe, calm down, don't give them anything for free. Do you find yourself having to tell them to breathe?
Listen, guys.
You just look over, Scum's like,
it's a
team. I do
that
team. Shit all the time, and it never gets highlighted. I'm
it's
sick
a team
of
effort.
Shit.
Team effort. Team effort.
So don't call me a hero. It's a team effort.
I'm just
I
doing
just
my
shit
job.
On him. Matt says, calm down. Praise Matt. Where's the fucking love?
You just dominate. But they just
up.
Put Matt saying
what did
that.
I do? What?
What? You what didn't do anything.
Oh, shit.
I mean, you did.
Well, I saw, listen, for the record, I saw what you did. You don't need to explain yourself. I saw magic happening in that match. I've never seen somebody shoot that straight before. I'm going to be honest.
Oh, yeah, Hector's watching on POV the whole time. He knows what was going down.
Yeah, bro, it was,
I was not missing.
Bro, it was wild to see what I saw. Anyway, Slasher got benched. They brought up what the fuck?
Sorry.
Wait, you were thinking you were thinking of something else. What happened?
It's just fucking crazy shit.
Crazy shit happened last night.
Did you know that Slasher got benched?
Yes. What I didn't like was how they how LA tweeted about it.
Nope.
They tweeted like
LAG or LA Thieves?
I know you do.
Thieves.
Uh-huh.
They tweeted like we're going to give Slasher a break.
We're going to give Slasher some time off. You're going to give him some time off.
Yeah. Oh, thank you.
You deserve a break, Austin. Yeah. We're going to bench him.
Yeah, like.
Like what?
Just say you fucking benched him because he's not performing
Yeah. Do you think they did that more from a PR standpoint? And who?
I guess.
I wonder.
They're just trying to not be the bad guys.
Well, it just leaves it up to speculation at that point. Like, people don't know if it was his decision, the team's decision.
It was definitely
the
team's decision.
Yeah. Like, they left it, like, open-ended. Like, people don't know, like, is he okay mentally? Like, they left it, like.
Behind his back, his teammates are talking shit.
They left, like, little trails of breadcrumbs.
Yeah.
Like, Kenny's tweet or, like, Cap's tweet. Like, they were trying to, like, defend, like.
The decision?
You know, the decision, yeah. And just being, like, it was best for the team. And, like, I was watching Kenny's stream last night with Brandon. And, like, the way that Kenny was talking about it, he got benched. Mm-hmm. Like, he's benched.
It was a big decision, though.
Well, what do you think?
It seemed like they just want better vibes. That's what I got from it.
Better vibes?
Yeah, like, it seemed like, I know Austin, and the way that he could run a team, I could tell could be, like, kind of, like, you know, stern and, like, probably not very fun to be around, especially mm-hmm. if you're losing. So, I think Kenny just, like, was saying that it's best for, like, do you know, like, TJ is the same way. Like, TJ won't want to get on every day and let's be like, shit, like, I don't fucking care.
Yeah.
You know, like, and I don't really know Venom too well or Draza, but. I mean, I can assume that it's probably like kind of frustrating. And like, I want to finally a pro, and like, you know, you're just bitching. Like,
yeah.
You don't. Do you think
like,
they're
imagined?
Do you think they're searching for like the like young talent and just like hopefully we pull something out of our ass and get some young god?
Yeah, that's literally their team right now. Yeah. Like Kenny, Venom, Draza, and TJ. That's like not what you would expect their team to be. You know, now they bench two players that are like you know supposed to be pretty good.
Yeah,
Donnie and Slasher. Yeah. So like, I don't know.
I feel like that shouldn't be allowed.
Which part?
I don't think it should be allowed during a stage. I think it should be they have to play with that team the rest of the stage. Unless it's like a
that's actually not a bad idea.
Unless it's like obviously an emergency or a health thing, you know, it's mm-hmm. like family emergency.
Why?
You should be able to make swaps like that.
You should be able to just switch someone in mid major. They're about to go into the major with a different team than they played the whole stage with.
Yeah, but is that a team decision or is that a coach decision?
It's like the NBA going into the playoffs and then some team just picks up LeBron. Kevin Durant.
Like, yeah, like in the middle of the playoffs.
It's like, huh? Like that's not
they just played
that's
their
like
league matches,
fair.
Which don't matter.
That
as
actually
much
is
as
a really good point, Seth. That's a good point.
Yeah, and then they just they be like, oh, we're playing the major with a different team. Like, that's so.
They
that's
could have a
dumb.
Completely new roster with the way it's set up right now.
Yeah. Yeah.
They could have four brand new players. Like, what? That doesn't make any sense.
Oh man,
you
that,
should have
that
to stick
like,
with your team for
just
at least
for the
stage.
It's only a month long. Like yeah. you can do that. You can pull through.
It's five league matches, and then potentially you know like one tournament match if you get knocked out in losers.
They had to do something.
I mean, yeah, they
I mean, yeah,
had,
but how it's always been is roster
be
change
able
periods.
To just do it.
Yeah, there's always
like
been
Minnesota.
Roster
they just did it mid stage. They were 0-2, and now they got first seed.
Like think about like the last time I can remember off the top of my head is like. Fort Worth and Black Ops 4, like a lot of teams were just sticking through that event because the roster change was happening a Monday after that.
Mm-hmm.
So there was a lot of teams that didn't like each other and they were picking up, you know, new players after that. But they were stuck with that player for that one. I was stuck with Ricky for an event, like, because we just couldn't make a change.
Yeah.
Don't say you were stuck with Ricky.
I was stuck Ricky's with Rick. Like, he did not want to play. Like, and he was just like, he made it clear he didn't want to play. And I was like, bro, you got to play. We have no one else. Like, and it's just like.
That's crazy. I don't know. I don't know the inner workings. I don't know what it was, but I do know that bad sort of vibes do bring down the morale. We experienced it a bunch of times throughout all of our careers. me spectating from an outsider's perspective was like, oh, it's like such a drag. I'm like, man, these two dudes aren't getting along. Now we can't go get dinner and shit because they don't want to go. Now the team's separated. Now you're sort of forced to be like, yo, why isn't he hanging out? Man, fuck
everyone's that talking shit behind each other's back.
Yeah, not me. I'll say it to your fucking face, you know what I mean?
Nick's like, yeah, you will.
Anyway, but I don't know. I guess to each their own. I what do you think happens now to him though? Do you think he gets
traded? It depends
traded?
On what they do. Depends if they do good or bad. Yeah. I'm assuming the paperwork's probably pretty stressful. If like say they are much better and they don't want to keep like also on the bench, you know, like because that'd be like kind of garbage for him. Like he's just having this on the bench all year until they do bad and they have to pick him up again.
I mean, if you're getting paid,
I mean, but he's a competitor, bro. He wants to play.
I'm curious to see because you would never think that. And I was almost attributing it to Cap being the coach and thinking, I'm like, man, people respect Cap. So if he says you're benched, what are you going to say? You can't say you don't know what it's like because he's competed for so long, right? So you almost have this like almost turning of the tide where the coach is actually that coach particular has like a lot of say in the way that team's managed and ran.
I forgot about Cap. I'm super surprised that Austin's benched with Cap being the coach.
Why?
Because Cap, yeah, just the way that Cap looks at Austin, at least the way I used to feel like you used to look at him, like felt like he was like the end all be all player, you know, and he was just like Austin knows what the fuck he's talking about.
Yeah,
like he was listening to him for years, you know.
Yeah, so, yeah.
It must have taken a lot for Cap to realize, like, maybe we got to change something. It's, mm-hmm. Maybe it's Austin, you know?
Yeah.
That's crazy to me. But.
That is. All right, let's switch some gears here. We dropped the process video for your stuff. How did you think? what the fuck? What was that?
Were you getting ready to sniffle?
No, you were really getting ready to cry or something.
No, I was just booger in my nose. It came out really good. Roger did it. Justice.
Yeah, it could have been like
could have been a little better, but he did pretty well.
Yeah, it could have been like 3 hours long, in my opinion. It should have been 3 hours long.
I wish we would have got.
You just hear his fucking feet.
I wish there would have been more footage of like different moments of last year. But I mean, obviously, you got like no one. We weren't like knowing this was gonna happen or like preparing. Roger's not like. I'm not like. Ignoring you guys, and then Roger shows up at my apartment with a camera or something. Let's know, like, well, in like 9 months, we might do.
You're sitting there ignoring people, and Roger's sitting there recording you, ignoring our texts.
Yeah, like, but no, he did. He did really well with what he had to work with, and sort of like telling the story.
Job, Roger.
Yeah. Job, Roger.
Yeah,
I personally had my own thoughts. I wanted an extended cut, a Schneider's cut. You know what I mean? Like, just a 4 hour long. My interview was, like, I talked a lot about us. I talked about you and the team. We talked a lot about, like, your situation.
You did your interview here?
Yeah, like, a lot. Remember I kicked you out? You, like, we're walking in. I'm like, yo, get out. I'm talking about you.
Yeah.
I know that Hitch talked a lot about it. So there's, like, a lot of stuff that we.
There's a lot of stuff that we didn't use. Because even in my apartment, I was even specifically, like, talking about my relationship and stuff during that time. Like we were talking about for like 10 minutes and I was explaining different stuff and I was explaining like, you know, there was nothing she could have done.
Yeah.
Like I was just a piece of shit and like no one was going to save me besides myself. And like I said all that in the interview, Roger didn't use any of that. He just took the one clip of me saying that like, I didn't have any good memories at the apartment.
Good experience. Yeah.
And there was just no good experience. So I caught a little backlash.
Did you?
From that.
She hit you up? I would have too.
But like, you know, understandably, seeing the process video, it's like that's all you see. So it's like apparently people were like reaching or like DMing her and like talking shit.
No, they weren't.
Yeah.
Don't fucking.
Wait, like
be,
mutuals or like.
No,
just,
fans.
Like
probably.
Fans oh, okay. just like DMing
her. That follow
her
because of you. Don't. If you're one of those guys, you are. I can't even begin to tell you. I don't even want to look at you in the eyes. I don't want to look at you. I'm ashamed.
Yeah, don't
on a white
that.
Night?
Yeah, I'm ashamed of you guys. Talking like
bunch of white knights trying to roll.
I don't know if that's a white knight.
No,
like
no,
a,
white
knight's
just a person's angry with their life.
Yeah.
Just talking shit to people.
Yeah.
None of their business. Night? Just talking shit to people.
Just like, calling her like a shitty girlfriend and stuff because like they look at that like, oh, I was living with her.
5 seconds.
So like
maybe
that's
her fault.
Why I was, yeah. So like, that's why I was like as fucked up as I was or like unhappy. But
yeah, if you're one of those people, don't ever do that again.
That's not the case. And yeah, if you are one of those people, don't do that.
Don't do that again. Yeah, it's one, you should care. Thank you. But it's not up to you to defend or I don't know. It's not up to you. Just take this for what it is. No one's asking you to go and defend anyone. Like you should not do that. It's I cannot tell you how disappointed I am in anybody who did that.
Because she hit me up and she was like really upset with like I don't know what people were saying to her, but she was just upset with the fact that like she really was there for me.
Yeah.
Like during the lowest of the low. She was there for me during my first rehab and fucking she kept quiet. We broke up. She didn't say anything. when y'all fucking broke into my apartment, she like held it down as much as she could.
Literally, like,
so like me and Bo show up and I'm like, where is he? Right? And then where is he? and she like, poor her, she's just like, duh. And I'm like, who the fuck? I'm like, you fucking didn't tell me anything, this dude. He's like, well, I checked my, I'm like, god damn it, I fucking hung up on him. I heard he's alive. Get out of my day. I was so mad. But yeah, anyway.
But yeah, she held it. She was holding it down, and she just like, she was super upset with like how much she did hold it down and mm-hmm. how like loyal she was.
Yeah.
And then to like be getting backlash as if like she did something wrong.
Yeah, she was the one feeding you. She like Pez.
But yeah, so she doesn't deserve any of that. But
yeah, don't do that shit. It's ridiculous. Whack. Yeah.
Yeah, that's whack.
Whack.
And I get it.
Whack behavior.
No. I get it, but it shouldn't be this way. Like, we choose to be public personalities, and we're inviting you into our lives.
Just blame Roger for how he edited the video.
But not to that extent.
No. Tweet him, @ORoger.
Oh, man. Anyway, I'm glad you like it. I thought it was really good. I thought it was well done. If Roger doesn't, or if that show or Roger don't win an esports award this year, fucking burning it down.
Go, Raj.
Anyway, let's take a little break. Let me say hello to Raycon, and we'll be right back. I'm a person that loves to binge shows when I'm able to. Most of the time that I'm watching a show, I'm drawing. So I need as quiet as possible of a place in order for me to really get into my mood and get creative, right? And whether you're like me who likes to listen to podcasts or watch shows or binge shows, then obviously something like this will be perfect for you, right? Because of the wireless technology that Raycon has to offer, right? Whether you're catching up on your favorite news podcast, binging an audiobook, powering through a workout with a pumped up playlist, a pair of Raycons in your ears can make all of the difference, right? No dangling wires, nothing getting in the way of your weights, nothing getting in the way of your drawing, nothing getting in the way of you. It's wireless headsets, right? Raycons are built to perform anywhere, anytime. Water resistant, which is also sweat resistant, which allows you to get through your workout without having any, you know, technical issues or uncomfort, that discomfort that comes with it, right? Raycons are built to perform and with enough battery life for 6 hours, right, of playtime. You can unplug for a while. The best part is that Raycon makes great sound accessible to everyone. And right now, Raycon is offering 50% off all of their products to all of the listeners of the Optic podcast. And here's what you got to do in order to get it. You go to buyraycon.com/optic. That is B-U-Y, Raycon, RAYCON.com/OPTIC. That's it. You'll get 50% off your entire order. So go ahead and grab a pair or two or three if you want. That's 50% off your buyraycon.com/optic. Buyraycon.com/OPTIC for 15% more. I'm going to give it to you one more time just in case you missed it. buyraycon.com/OPTIC to get 15% off your first Raycon order. So take advantage of it. Don't just buy one, buy two. All right, let's get back to the podcast. So thank you to Raycon for supporting the podcast. Certainly appreciate them. If you guys want to sponsor the podcast, reach out to Patreon. If you can get a hold of
Raycon and
somehow.
Young Jeezy.
Just trying to take it easy.
Ain't no place to go.
You know that song?
No.
Wait,
so who was her sister? Did we ever find out?
Who is survivor. His sister?
I
don't know. We don't know who Ray J's sister is. They're saying, or Hex is saying, that Ray J is famous because of his sister. Now I'm saying Ray J is famous because he made a tape with Kim Kardashian.
No, he was Ray J before that.
Yeah, he had
he
some
was
good Ray songs.
He was.
He was on...
I guess Kim is...
Yeah, it's like Lash Out of Love or something.
Yeah, bro. He was on a fucking
wish,
love show.
Or wait, didn't he have a song
on... He was on a love
wish.
Show.
He all right, was, so yeah. Ray J...
Love of Ray J or something like that.
For yeah. the love of Ray J?
Brandy! Brandy!
Wait, Brandy's
yes,
his sister?
Brandy's his sister.
What?
That's how he became famous.
That's right.
He was Brandy. Brandy, this lady, really pretty. Back in the day.
She was like a 90s R&B.
R&B singer, yeah.
I'm
yeah,
sure
yeah.
I'd know a song if I heard it.
Yeah, she is born in 1979. She's 42. Yeah, she was pretty.
What was that show called, Road's Bothering Me?
Brandy?
No.
For the Love of Ray J, I think.
Flavor of Love?
No, that's...
Was that with Flavor Flav, bro?
For the shit.
Flavor Flav!
How do you go on a show trying to get at Flavor Flav?
What are you talking about? Ray J.
Was he getting hella girls back then?
I don't know why. I don't know how. I think it was like the...
Why are y'all hating on Flavor Flav? You see the clock,
he
man?
Does have some flavor.
He does not have any flavor. He didn't have flavor back then. He doesn't have flavor fucking now.
Yeah.
Listen, I'm 41 years old. I grew up in that era.
Hoops.
Hoops.
She was in the final two. It was her in New York.
Hoops. Oh, you were a Hoops fan? Yeah. I was a New York fan.
What?
That was Hoops.
What are we talking about?
Nothing.
For the Flavor Flav.
Flavor of Love.
Yeah, for the Flavor of Love. Do you know what show we're talking about?
Yeah,
the show. Yeah, the two finalists for New York and what was her name?
Hoops.
Hoops. Wait, Hoops?
I think she dated Shaq.
Yes.
I think she married Shaq.
Wow, nah, she was bad.
Yeah, she was bad.
Yeah? I should have watched it.
She was bad. She was super cool, too.
Actually, I did like Hoops.
I could have just fell for it.
Remember when New York spit on Pumpkin?
Yeah, I do.
What?
Oh, on Pumpkin? Wait, I can't believe you remember Pumpkin.
I hated Pumpkin.
She fucking like honked a loogie. And just, you see it in the air flying.
Just.
It was like on her eye.
That's the worst. Gross. I would probably puke back at the person that did that.
Exorcist style?
Yeah. I would just.
Yeah, I'd be like, take that Chipotle back.
Yeah.
I know.
Next topic.
Yo, here's the next topic. I have the annual tweet that I tweet once a year because it's an annual tweet. It's like the Catalina Wine Mixer event, but it is a tweet that I tweet out where I ask people, do you stand up to wipe your ass or do you sit down to wipe your ass?
We were talking about this at breakfast. I hate when people tweet about shitting. In general, it's so gross.
It is gross.
Nobody needs to know that you pooped.
So you don't
Nobody
need
needs
ass.
To know about your poop. It's gross.
It's gross.
It's gross, right?
I'm with you on that.
Like, I'm so
interested.
Uncomfortable with, like, tweeting about shit.
So if you're scrolling and then Zinni is like, I just took a massive dump.
I hate it. I'm like, why? Why tweet that? Nobody gives a fuck.
It's gross.
Gross.
I do.
Like, Sam tweeted one this morning, and I was like, that's gross.
Sam?
Yeah, I saw that, too.
What?
He was like, it's going to be a good day. I had a shit, and I only wiped once. I was
Nobody
just like,
cares.
I don't give a fuck.
You only, I don't remember last time I wiped once. You guys wipe once?
Imagine he's like, I don't remember last time
no.
I wiped.
Only
I
when
don't
I
talk about shit.
Only when I'm eating healthy. Anyway, do you stand up to wipe your ass, or do you sit down?
I have like a...
Do you do one of these, like Chris Marsh? Or
what?
Do you do one of these?
It's like a
like
I'll
regular
like,
people. Bro, Chris Marsh says that he stands up to wipe, and when he's at an event, he can look, because he's tall, he can look over the stalls to people walking in. So if you ever walked into a bathroom and you see him in his head like this.
Wiping his ass?
He's wiping his ass. Standing up. So I'm like, that's not normal.
I have a technique. I use regular toilet paper twice, and that's when I'm sitting down. Then I'll stand up, twerk a little. And then take my wipes and then spread the cheeks and then wipe.
I do the same shit.
I ain't talking about that.
What say you? Anyway.
It's strange.
It was, I'm going to tell you why.
He needs to know your routine.
I am going to tell you. Like, I am going to tell you why.
See how gross that is?
Bro, I'm going to tell you why I tweeted it, because last year I had 40,000 people that voted. Out of 40,000 people that voted, it was 50-50, and I could not believe my eyes.
Really?
Today, however.
Standers?
Wait, so are you a sitter or a stander?
Sitter.
If you stand, you clamp your cheeks together.
Yeah, if you stand
it,
up, you're making
no,
a poopy
if
sandwich.
You're,
yeah,
if you stand up, your legs are like spread, and you just spread your ass and.
What are you, wait, what are you wiping with?
You spread your left hand.
Let's just move on, bro. There's no way the viewers like this.
Okay, yeah, it's fine.
See, that's what I'm
anyway,
thank you. Nobody likes talking 34,000 about this.
34,000 votes in the last, 5 hours. Okay. 68.32%.
It's acceptable to reply to a tweet about it, but it's not acceptable to just go out and tweet it.
Yeah. I am.
Fact?
I guess.
Sure.
I don't like either.
Who cares?
I mean, I don't like either either,
I
but.
I've seen that shit on my timeline.
Literally. But if someone else puts it on the TL and you reply to it, it's not as bad as you going out of your way to put it on the TL.
Just wondering. Anyone else?
Keep the TL poop free, people. Bullshit.
Yeah. I'm with it. 100%.
Irks me.
Let's move on. Next topic.
It's a weird
so
thing
we have
to
two.
Someone.
We have Dr. Disrespect's book. Congratulations to him on becoming a
bestseller.
Like Seth and I.
That's super sick.
And then we have TP joining Envy, and we play Toronto Ultra first.
That's a lot of topics out at one time.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So Dr.
Which one do we care about?
Congrats, Deep.
I haven't read it. I haven't read the Dr. Disrespect book.
You guys make me look like a dick right there.
The way you said it. Congrats, Deep.
So TP joined Envy.
Congrats.
Congrats to him. Happy for him.
And Bobby Poff.
People wanted him to join Optic, obviously. And I want him to join Optic too. But you know, timing is
should have waited.
Timing is a little bit of a of Call of Duty timing is a thing in real life also.
Got bad COD
timing. Timing is everything in life.
Timing is everything in life. Do you have
I was happy if he signed.
Huh?
I said he's if he wants to make moves, he'll make moves.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? They gave him a good contract, obviously.
Yeah.
Signed it.
No, and it's a good org too, you know what I mean? So congrats to him. They're right down the street. Hopefully we can do something together at some point or another. Hopefully. He's always around anyway. Like every single time we go out, like we chill. He's always there with Deej. So yeah, congrats. I wonder, like, is it would you have picked him up as a content creator or like a Warzone player or like a coach analyst for the team?
Warzone player.
Yeah.
Coach analyst. He's already done that, and I can tell you firsthand, he did not like it.
But I think he didn't like it because you and Dashy always and TJ always being late.
He loved us.
No, zero chance. No. Well, yeah, I don't love you guys, and you guys.
I literally ate dinner at his house. We double dated like 2 months ago.
Yeah, and he said what?
He loves me.
Oh.
And I said I love you too.
Yeah.
Can you switch chairs with Seth, please?
Yeah. Right.
Fucking naked out with
is it cheese?
Okay, he loves you, dude. Congrats. Let's move on.
Yeah. Like, anyway, so congrats to TP. Congrats to Dr. Due Respect on his successful
flex.
Book launch.
That was weird. I
guess the last topic that we need to discuss is, I mean, a little bit of Call of Duty. We played Toronto on Thursday.
God damn it, Roger.
Here, let me see that. Let me see that shit.
Take this shit.
That shit, fuck that shit.
This trash. Let me see that shit, fuck that shit.
Let me see that shit, fuck that shit.
That felt good.
Kong versus Godzilla.
No Toronto talk?
Whoa, no spoiler talk. It's too early for that.
You think it's
that's too early for
too
that.
Early?
Yeah.
You seen it?
Came out like a week ago.
Was it good?
Oh,
it's
been
good.
Out for, what's today, the 6th? It's been out for 6 days.
I put it on, but didn't watch any of it.
Yeah, we should talk about that in like 2 podcasts from now.
Okay, 2 podcasts from now?
If that.
But if you, like, to those who haven't watched it, would you recommend it?
Yeah.
Would you recommend it, Seth?
I mean, you have to watch it.
Yeah, you have to watch it.
It's Godzilla vs. Kong. Like,
you have to watch it.
I put it on, and I just, like, got bored.
What?
No, he got distracted.
Were you
like,
alone?
Yeah.
Don't
be wrong. Oh, so you had a HBO Max and
bored.
Chill?
That was your Netflix and chill movie?
No.
Godzilla vs. Kong?
We were chilling,
all right. Chill? Throw on, like, Trailer Park Boys.
Oh, we chilled. Trailer Park Boys.
Pick Godzilla vs. HBO blockbuster movie? You just spoiled that for yourself now.
Maybe you're right.
You should have threw on, like, Wall-E or some shit.
What a sad flick.
Or Gone Girl.
Ratatouille?
Facts.
Gone Girl's fire.
It is.
For that? For chilling?
For whatever. Fits all moods.
You agree with me?
No, I agree with him.
He Netflix and chilled?
He's just
Gone Girl.
He Netflix and chilled Godzilla vs. Kong.
I mean, yeah.
That's a bad move.
He's an idiot.
Bad move.
I'll hold that out.
Yeah? You don't care?
Not really. I can always watch it some other time.
That's true. That's true. But you could also chill some other time, too. White noise is white noise, man. You're not even looking. You could be playing, I don't know. It just
puts one on with a good soundtrack.
Like what? Like Raiders of the Lost Ark, like
Spider-Man, Miles
Guardians of the Galaxy, something like that.
Nah.
Just like, I was gonna say Raiders of the Lost with Indiana
Spider-Man,
Jones,
the Miles Morales Spider-Man.
Yeah,
Sunflower. That's really it.
Oh, that's it.
That's the only one.
So hopefully you catch that.
I was like, yeah.
Hopefully you catch those 2 minutes of the movie.
All right, so something that you guys may not know. So we all share the same iTunes. Maybe you're not on the same iTunes, but we're all on the same iTunes. And
whoa! You're in muddy water here. You might get us kicked off.
Why?
Movie
it's
sharing.
It's mine, and this is a business, and sometimes we need. To
Oh yeah.
Anyway, so
what
some.
Were you thinking?
What were you thinking? What, you account recovering at your house?
So you guys found a loophole to where one person can use one account.
No,
or
we're still
multiple
buying the movies.
People can.
We're still buying the movies.
Yeah, we're still buying the movies.
And we don't rent.
Well, we've been buying a lot of movies recently.
Well, I did rent Shiva Baby, but I knew you wouldn't want to watch that.
What makes you say that, though? Like, you said that yesterday, and that annoyed me. Like, don't pigeonhole me and say that I only like action movies or this. Like, I like all movies. I am a movie connoisseur. I know more about movies than Amanda the Jedi and Hutch. And you never ask me for recommendations. You always ask them. Why?
I ask you for recommendations.
Thank you.
I've seen
I always
everything
ask
that
him.
You've seen.
I always ask for Hex's recommendations.
I've seen everything you've seen.
But you say like you read the Shiva one?
Yeah, Shiva baby.
Yeah, and that was awesome. I thought it was great.
You watched it?
Yeah, of course I watched it.
You did?
I am a movie connoisseur, Seth. I've been telling you for years.
What was it about?
A very nice Jewish girl that goes to Shiva, yeah, or as it's called here in the States.
Awake.
And the guy that she's sort of seeing, like, I'm not gonna spoil it. Yeah, that's why I was.
Okay, so you did see you, or you watched the trailer.
No, I watched it. Do you want me to tell you how it ends offline? Anyway, either way, any movie recommendations that you've seen that you want to share with the fans before we take off? Because we got Toronto. We play Toronto. What do you guys want to say about Toronto?
Good luck, Toronto. Yo, watch Life with Ryan Reynolds. That's a good one. Yeah. Well,
Ryan Reynolds
the
and
one where they go up into space. And
yeah, they could find an alien.
The alien thing. Yeah.
You guys want to watch that? Is it Jake Gyllenhaal?
Jake Gyllenhaal and Ryan Reynolds.
Yeah. It's a good movie.
I don't really have any.
No, you don't
Fast
watch
Fast and
shows.
Furious and The Matrix. What? I just keep watching those on repeat.
What?
Garbage selection. The Matrix is those incredible, but I'm just saying, like, out of all of the movies in the world.
For it being 2021, and I'm still talking about those.
Training Day? You haven't seen Training Day?
Training Day.
Training Day.
What's the movie?
Castaway is great.
Not Goodfellas. The Gentleman. Is that what it's called?
Yeah,
that was a good one.
Legend
was
also really good.
The Gentleman's
Yeah,
good.
But then you didn't go and watch Rock and Roller like I told you to. You didn't go watch Snatch.
I got bored with Rock and Roller.
You've seen a good amount of movies.
I've seen a lot of shit.
There's no school like the old school, and I'm the fucking headmaster. There's so many good like one-liners in that. I want you one, too. Bob!
Maybe I'll watch it
You're
tonight.
Handsome, Bob. You're a lady killer.
The UK has a lot of good movies.
Oh,
apparently.
Incredible movies. Yeah, yeah, incredible movies.
You know
it's like
also
a different
about the
style.
UK, I've been noticing the UK's Netflix like shows are fire. Everyone that I've seen.
Oh, never mind. I'm tripping.
No, freaking
He uses ExpressVPN for Optic 12.
Behind Her Eyes. I haven't seen Peaky Blinders.
Peaky Blinders is really good.
Behind Her Eyes was so good. Safe was so good. They're both UK. That's really all I've seen, though.
Yeah.
Peaky Blinders is really good.
But I've always been a big fan of UK films, period.
I just like their slang.
Yeah, their slang.
So catchy.
It does it for me.
You can just listen to them talk.
Yeah.
And it just
it sounds
what they're saying is just interesting.
I know we ask this all the time, but do we have accents when we go over there? And are they as like,
I
whoa, you have such a cool accent?
No, they don't think it's cool.
No?
No.
I mean, it's just standard.
Yeah. We're boring.
No, there's no flair.
We're the standard.
We just say like a lot.
Unless you're from like the South or like New York, like or Jersey, there's no like accents.
I think it's the same thing
or
as
Chicago.
Like,
Chicago kind of has one.
Yeah.
Memphis.
I grew up.
You know, they have a little.
I guess they do. I mean, I don't know. I've never really noticed it.
Well, it has to be like a thick Chicago accent.
New York's definitely the most standout one, I think.
No, the South for sure.
Actually, yeah.
Southern?
Yeah. I don't know.
What do you mean is the New York one?
What?
What's the New York accent?
New York.
It's like, what up, done?
Or like, Boston?
What up, done?
Boston's a really, really one.
Baston?
You like
Baston?
No, that's
car.
Like Baston?
Hey, where are my khakis?
In the car.
Your khakis.
In the car.
Boston's is kind of like similar to Chicago's, I feel like.
I felt like Boston's similar to New York.
Yeah.
Yeah, so do I. So the East Coast shit.
So it's all of us.
I don't even know the Chicago one right now.
I don't even know what we're talking about and why we're talking about it. All right, so good luck to Toronto. We'll see you guys next week.
Yeah, good luck. That's what I was trying to say.
All right, everybody. Thank you so much for tuning in to the 19th episode of the Optic Podcast, brought to you by Raycon this time around. We're going to see you next week.
Ray J is going to watch this?
Ray J, don't fuck
I met Ray J once.
You think him and Akon are gonna watch?
You know where I met him? At one of the Call of Duty events in Burbank. At the same time that Ron Jeremy was there. And fucking Maven.
That.
Maven goes up to Ron Jeremy. Maven's got a beer in his hand when he used to drink. And he's like, sir, I'm such a big fan. I love your movies. And then Ron Jeremy was like, thanks, pal. And he's like, can I get a picture? Yeah, they took a picture. That's that.
They both
whipped it out.
And the picture?
Peace out.
They sword fought.
I used to love doing that as a kid. Fry Peace Out podcast.